Time for episode 4 of Oh No He Didn't.
Girl, yes he did. How's it going?
I can't believe we are week 4. Congratulations.
Yay!
Thank you for listening for 4 weeks. And if you haven't, you have time to get caught up before the next episode comes out next Tuesday. Tuesday is our drop date, if you haven't noticed.
Yes, that's our goal.
Yeah, I've been really good. What about you?
Good. Good. Busy.
Busy but good.
Busy but good. So, we're...
You know what? I read something that says you should not be proud to be busy. You should be proud to be productive.
Productive. I've been productive.
Yeah. Okay, productive. Good. Good.
I've been busy and productive. So good. Those are two good combinations.
Yes.
I read.
Sometimes folks are just busy and you're not getting nothing done.
No.
All right, so last week we talked about how to know when to hit the dough.
Yes.
And we said, we teased that this week we were going to discuss specific breakups. So we're not just talking about general terms. We're going to talk about our actual breakups. And we had to narrow it down.
Yes, we did.
Because we ain't got that kind of time.
Right.
Unless the whole show for the next 2 years is going to be about it.
Right.
So I'll let you start. What's the first breakup you want to talk about?
Okay, so I'll just talk about some recent ones.
Okay, recent. Okay.
And by recent, I mean within the last year or whatever.
Yeah.
So met this guy. Well, this is a story in itself, and I would not go into how we met or how we reconnected.
Share whatever you want to share. Share what you want to share.
It's a long story, and it's about, you know, rekindling things.
Okay.
Whatever.
That's called trash love. Digging in the trash.
The thing about this rekindle was I didn't remember him before. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
that.
It wasn't really a rekindle.
Okay.
And not on my you know.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I met this guy and we started dating, went out on a couple of dates, whatever. I was still in the process of trying to figure out if I really liked him.
Okay.
I did like the attention. Mm-hmm. I liked the fact that he was available.
Okay.
And, you know, he had a job.
Okay.
But anyway, so I didn't...
Well, let me stop you there. When you say trying to decide if you like him, you list things you liked about him, but there's still a difference between liking the actual person.
I didn't know if there was I didn't feel like chemistry with him.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And so that probably was a telltale sign. I probably should have just, you know, counted my losses. And let's not go into it.
Because you know if you like somebody, like, immediately. And sometimes we try to see if they can grow.
But that's the beauty of it, because the reason I was giving him a chance was because of the way we met before. I thought it was a beautiful story.
Yeah.
To be told.
It's and sometimes karma. Fate.
Sometimes you live in that fantasy world where you're like, oh, we'll have a good story if
this
works
out. This
is a
good story.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
But anyway, so long story short, this is how I knew that it was time for me to go. Or hit the dough. He asked me to go out for my birthday. So this was almost a year ago that this happened, right? So he asked to take me out for my birthday. And earlier that day, I had plans with friends. We did our little, you know, adventure, little bike ride. I don't know if you remember that.
I'm trying to remember who this is. I remember the bike ride, yes.
You might remember this story. Okay, so I didn't invite him to the bike ride, but he had to work anyway. So we went out to dinner. He asked me, wherever you want to go, I'll take you. Okay. So I didn't pick the most expensive restaurant, right? I didn't pick the cheapest restaurant either.
Okay.
I picked some middle ground that I could enjoy. So we get to the restaurant, and it's a little different. I can tell he's not into it. It's a Thai restaurant. And so he decided that he wasn't going to eat.
Like at all. He takes you to this restaurant that you selected for your birthday dinner, and he says, I'm not going to eat anything.
Right.
This is after he looked at the menu and didn't recognize anything?
Possibly, but the menu was in English.
Well, I'm saying like chicken. He didn't recognize chicken.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, but that wasn't the
biggest
issue.
Yeah, but that's just the tone, because you're like, we didn't have to come here if you're not going to eat, though.
Yes, because you could have just, first of all, I didn't want to select my own birthday restaurant.
That too. I don't remember this story. Keep going.
So we sit down, we're looking at the menu, and I'm like, you're not going to eat anything? So he finally ordered an appetizer for himself, right? So I ordered my food, you know, my main go-to meal for this restaurant. And so, you're remembering now?
Keep going. It's coming back to me. Keep going.
So we sit down, and in my mind, honestly, I'm like, I'm disgusted because, you know, this is supposed to be like a good time, whatever. So we sit down, we're eating. Well, I start eating. He's talking and he's chatting and he's eating. He ordered some spring rolls. So he eats his spring rolls, offers me some. I say no, because I got my own food. So I'm eating my food. Y'all.
That was called foreshadowing. Because now I remember she said, I got my own food.
Yes.
This is called foreshadowing. Continue.
As he's talking, we're having a conversation. He takes his fork and puts it in my plate.
I remember now.
To taste my food.
Oh, and that was the end.
That was the prelude to the end.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, he just wanted to taste it.
Okay. So wait, question. Was it a problem that he took his fork and put it into your plate like anybody who done that, it would have been a problem? Or was it because you just didn't feel that way about him?
It could be both.
Okay.
It could be both. Okay. But probably a little bit of both. More so that was a problem. You didn't ask.
He didn't ask.
Yeah,
okay.
That was kind of rude. And so he took his plate.
But if you liked him, it would have been cute. If you liked him, it would have been cute.
Probably. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But this next part definitely would have been cute.
Oh, what happened?
So he tasted and he realized he actually likes this food, right? So he takes a small plate, reaches back over to my plate, and starts making his portion based off my meal.
And you know I have to say, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Without asking. Just in the midst of conversation, he decided to help himself to your plate.
Well, I was going to take some of this home with me, but... And so, y'all...
But I really think if you liked him, it would not have been a problem. If you liked him, it would not have been a problem.
Well, he tried... Well, I guess I left this part out because he tried to make it look like he wasn't hungry in the beginning.
So, do you think he was just broke?
But, y'all, the meal was probably $13.
Okay, but if you broke, that's $13 more than you got. If you're broke, that's $13 whole.
But at that moment, I decided that I was never going to see him or talk to him again. And he's one of the exes that text me on Valentine's Day.
Oh, he's one of the texts from the exes?
So I decided I would never talk to him again. And I don't think I ever... Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't talked to him since maybe a text or something.
Now, I'm remembering this story, but I don't remember who this is.
So... Just somebody I reconnected with from college that I had no recollection of in the first place.
I remember the story, but I'm trying to remember.
He found me on social media and sent me a message and kind of tried to jog my memory of who he was. I never really figured out who he was.
Yeah.
But he knew enough about me, so I knew,
he
knew who I was.
Right, because he was telling you about people you were with in school and situations you remembered.
And where we were
you
going.
Just didn't remember him. Okay,
so,
totally. And you never talked to him again? Did he reach out to you after that?
Mm-hmm.
And you
So before the dinner was over, they brought the check, and I took the check.
That's you pouting and being spoiled and taking control.
Yes.
In a bad way.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I could have stayed with my friends. I left my friends early.
Yeah. Okay. I remember being on the bike ride. I do, because I bought those flowers from that thing that day. Okay.
So, yeah. So
I can't keep it with all yours and mine, but okay. It comes back to me now
so
that you mentioned
it. I paid for my birthday meal because that's how
and
I wanted it to
end. And what did he say when you paid for it? Did he try to fight you on it?
He was devastated. He did not want me to do it.
You just emasculated that man.
Well, he made me mad.
Now, this will be a conversation for another day. Emasculating a man because you mad.
Yeah,
that's a whole other podcast, friend, because I think that is your issue.
Yeah, it might be one of them.
Well, it is one of them. I didn't want to pull out the list. Remember that time I made that list of your issues?
You did.
Wrote down a list of everything that I felt was wrong with you.
She took the time to take out a piece of paper.
Because I needed you to take the time to work on it. Wrote it all down in ink. And I said,
really?
I need you. I said, I have a list of things.
I don't think we even knew each other that well.
We really didn't. I did take the liberty of making a list of everything you needed to pray about. But
I don't think, let me know if I'm wrong.
Yes, you're wrong.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. No, you mean for overall not talking to him again?
Yeah.
I don't think you were wrong for not talking to him again because I think everything that happened that bothered you was indicative of the fact that you didn't like him.
Okay.
So just as well.
I'm just trying to put somebody
else
in his place.
None of that would have went that way if you liked him. Period.com.
He had just ordered his own food.
Period.com. If you liked him, okay.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, that was the root of the problem.
I'm not disagreeing with you, yes. And so I guess my point is when I know it's time to hit the dough.
It was when they eat at your plate.
No, but it's always, you're right, it's indicative of the fact that I didn't like this person in the first place. And I think as single women, I know I do it all the time. Sometimes I spend energy and time on somebody who I already know.
Because you want to make sure you see it through. You think, how would I know?
Yeah, because
let me give
how
this guy
dare
a chance.
I, at my age,
right.
say, whatever.
Right, well, now you still got standards. You don't need to settle.
Exactly.
But that particular story, I have a story very similar. I'm not going to tell the story, but I'm going to tell you what was the moral of the story. I used to like Kool-Aid back in the day, and I was dating this guy. When he would come to my house, he would get the biggest cup and fill it up with Kool-Aid, and it bothered me to no end. And Kool-Aid was, 10 cents a pack?
Probably five.
And I realized that if I liked him, I couldn't have kept enough Kool-Aid in the house for this man. But because I obviously didn't like him.
You're right. Yeah, because I dated a guy who liked Avion water. Mm-hmm. Who buys Avion water?
Well, like, by the, by the case. Them. Because you liked them.
Yeah,
you did.
Right.
Yeah. They had it at Costco. All right, what's your second breakup story you want to share?
Well, this is a short one.
Okay.
And actually, it does put my petty on display.
Oh, girl. That was on the list. That was on the list.
But I think, yeah, we'll talk about that list later. Because I think you kind of, you could have merged some of those.
Oh, you think they were double
yeah,
listed?
You didn't have to like triple me for petty and bitter or whatever. I don't know.
No, they're all different. They're all different.
Anyway, so another guy I dated, but I didn't date him long at all. But anyway, but I thought we had good chemistry. I did actually like him. Mm-hmm. I did. We went out a few times, you know, hung out, you know, he wasn't a homebody. He liked to be out, you know, we'd go out to eat or whatever, you know, during that initial dating phase. But he used to travel a lot, mm-hmm. which I didn't mind because I don't mind being by myself sometimes too, you know. Mm-hmm. So he traveled a lot, but he was sharing a story with me one day, and I just kind of wish we were texting, but we weren't. We were talking, and he talked about, he was like, yeah, because the last time I was in Louisville,
Kentucky. Because I remember you telling me this story, and I thought maybe there was a Louisville he was referring to, but you're saying he was mispronouncing Louisville.
Yeah.
Or some people who are from Louisville say Louisville.
But either one of those pronunciations.
Either one
been.
Would be more accessible than Louisville. And once you realize this man was discussing Louisville in Kentucky and was saying Louisville,
yeah,
you ended it.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way I could ever take
him
serious.
I don't think that's petty. However,
I mean, okay, so would you have corrected him? Because that's what some people told me.
Right,
like, you should have just corrected him. And I feel like I don't know.
I may have jokingly tried to correct him and say, yeah. Now, is that the same as Louisville? Because you mm-hmm. know it's not Louisville, right? I would have, you know, tried to do it without embarrassing him. Mm-hmm. But at the same
but
time.
But I made him repeat. I was like, you went where?
I know, but look, this kind of goes Louisville. Back to when we were talking about texting. You said you wish you were texting instead of talking about a guy texting you your instead of your.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let it slide once, maybe.
But if there is not an understanding.
If there's a consistent pattern.
Man, that's a whole nother episode about text. It's like, can you discredit a man just because his subject, verb, and syntax is off?
But you remember another guy I was dating one time and he corrected himself. And I told you, I was like, oh, he stole my heart.
He stole your heart because he went back and corrected the text.
He went back and retexted me the right word.
Well, once autocorrect.
I mean, I don't think it's too much for people to know the difference between there, there, and there.
It's not too much, but I'm saying, is that a deal breaker when you're looking for love?
It can be.
Okay. How often is there, there, and there going to come up in a relationship?
Every day on Facebook.
I actually don't want my man posting every day on Facebook.
This is true. I'd rather
but
him
that's
not
a whole
other
conversation.
But
we got to stay focused.
But we're talking about hitting the dough and grammar. Yeah.
So because he said Louisville, he was gone. The other guy was because he ate out of your plate mm-hmm. and just appeared to be poor, poorer than poor. He appeared to be Poe.
Does that sound bad?
It don't sound bad, but it sound bad. But I mean, everybody have their reasons for why they don't see a future. And I think whatever your reasons were, I think it still ended up with
right.
how it needed to end up.
Right. No, I agree.
You see what I'm saying? Definitely. So sometimes it might be the straw that broke the
but
proverbial camel's
back. But I don't want
people
to think I don't date people who make less money than me. I don't make much money anyway.
No, it ain't about how much somebody
and it's
made.
Really not about educational level either. I mean, it used to
say
be.
About the money and the education that she said. Okay, let me get to mine because you know what? The reason why I let you start is because I have too many breakups to discuss. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to narrow it down to two. And these two I picked happened within the last, I would say, 3 years. It's mm-hmm. not my most recent breakup. I've referred to that at several times. But I dated a guy who I did not mean to date. He had expressed some struggles he had in his past. We formed a really great friendship, talked a lot, shared a lot, spent a lot of time together, and then it morphed into a romantic relationship. And I put an asterisk by the word romantic. Mm-hmm. We start kissing, you know, mm-hmm. tried to see if we can take it somewhere else. And he became my boyfriend. Throughout the course of us being in that relationship, I was very supportive. I encouraged him, and I realized, well, at the time, I thought he's never had a good woman to support him through his struggles. I am here. I'm about to watch this man shine. And through my encouraging, there's a fine line between encouraging and enabling. Mm-hmm. And as we spent more time together and the more I did to encourage, the more I realized I was enabling because outside of the encouragement, he would do nothing.
Yeah.
And so at some point, I'm trying to bring him to the water and pour it down his throat. And at some point I realized, oh, everybody in his life loves him and enables him because he's a nice guy, but he's not motivated. He doesn't follow through, and he's not going to show up when he needs to show up. Mm-hmm. And it's not because he doesn't have ability. It's not because he doesn't have talents. It's not because he's not gifted. It's because he's choosing not to for whatever reason, whether it's depression, whether it's insecurity, whether it's past failures, PTSD, whatever it is, he's not showing up for himself. And I knew I had to get up out of there because it just became situation after situation after situation after situation that I realized this man don't want to be happy.
I'm laughing at some of those situations.
Oh, the girl. One day, and you know what? Each situation can be his own podcast. But I'm telling you, if you talking trash about a pigeon, I'm talking about an actual pigeon, y'all, like a bird. If you see a pigeon and you have something negative to say about a pigeon, you need to reevaluate your life. That's all I'm going to say about that. We'll talk about that on another time. But I just said, you know what? This person don't have no joy in his life. I can't offer it to him, and I'm not going to keep putting myself in a mm-hmm. situation that he takes mm-hmm. mine. Because mm-hmm. we would be in situations, life would be good for me, mm-hmm. and he would show up and have something wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And that's exhausting, bruh. Some days you got to just wake up and decide it's okay. Yep. And I'm more frustrated with you because it's not okay because you ain't doing the work to make it okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
So that
is one thing to try and fail, but to not
we
try.
We talked about that yeah. today. I don't have no problem with you trying and failing. You try. That you get a gold star for trying. But mm-hmm. if you ain't tried because you scared you're going to fail.
And then stop still ooh. Talking trash.
And talking to me about it. Yeah. I remember one time he was upset about something. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. We were talking about it. And at 3 o'clock that evening we were talking. I said, well, what you upset about? Well, I told you this morning. I'm like, oh, okay, because I thought you told me about that this morning.
Thought we were over there.
I thought we had worked on a solution and had started working on the next moment. Yeah. You still talking about that at 3 o'clock?
That's rough.
I don't roll like that, bro. You gotta, and it was something he could do to circumvent what he was feeling, and he hadn't done it between 10 and 3. Mm-hmm. So why are you still talking to me about it at 3? And I mm-hmm. said, well, I thought you said you were going to do X. Well, I hadn't done it yet. Well, then don't talk to me about yeah. it no more. But again, then the other person I wanted to bring up was a rebound. I had no business dating this person. I had gone through a little bit of a traumatic situation with the previous guy. By traumatic, I mean he forgot to mention he had a wife and kid. Mm-hmm. But she emailed me, and she was very nice to let me know she existed since 1989. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
And had a baby.
And had a kid. And so, which meant he obviously lied about his age as well, unless he got married at 13. But anyway, let's stay focused. So after that traumatizing situation with that person, I met a person who was just physically attractive. And proximity. The first person who traumatized me lived on the West Coast. This person lived a mile away from me. It's fate. God has sent this loser to me to rebound with. And so we formed this immediate kind of relationship, and he had several issues. I promise you to this day, I don't know if I can necessarily put my finger on one of them. But he would have moments where I don't know if it was jealousy of me and my exposure or access or resources. I don't know if it was intimidation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was resentment. But it would be so many times in our very, very short relationship, I would say, hey, you know we on the same team, right? Like, I feel like you come at me like in a way that don't match how I'm coming at you. And the ultimate last straw, it was a couple of last straws, but I got a puppy, and he was jealous of the puppy. That's a bad sign for a man. I understand if you don't like dogs, but if you're actually jealous of a dog, that's your way out. Because then that's going to be the guy that my dog's just going to amazingly run away that one day I ask you to watch it, mm-hmm. you know. And the other thing was, he would always have issues. It felt like every Thursday. And my ultimately last point was, we had some kind of issue, or he said some kind of issue where we didn't have a good day, and that day was Thursday. And the next week came around, and it was Thursday, and he had some kind of issue that day again. Mm-hmm. And I remember breaking up with him because in my mind I said, I have got to protect next Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday don't deserve that.
Yeah.
And so I had to look out for next Thursday. So I had to end that. But I actually feel, and so when you say, well, I might be petty, I don't even try to assess why I did what. It's yeah. like, this is called survival.
It has to be done.
And this is what has to be done.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we were able to narrow that down to just two.
Yeah. I thought we did a good job. We stayed on track.
And
time.
Look, we'll do this for a while. So we'll have other breakups, because that's the whole point of this. We've really been having fun talking about this and fleshing out. And it's been very therapeutic for us as well. Mm-hmm. And we hope that these conversations are therapeutic for right. you, our listeners.
Yeah, because our offline conversations have evolved, I think, you know, through what we've been talking about.
For sure.
So that's what we hope for everyone who's listening.
Yeah, it's about a self-awareness mm-hmm. and taking responsibility for what part you can take responsibility. The whole point of this is wherever or however the breakup happened, you are not happened to.
Right.
Take control of your life and your destiny. So this has been episode 4. Make sure you go to the website, ohnogirlyes.com. We're still picking up Twitter followers at Oh No Girl Yes, OhNoGirlyes. Share the podcast
please
after you
do.
Listen
please
to
share it.
We really are excited about how many folks are listening, but we want more.
Yeah, and we love the feedback we've been getting so far. I've gotten text messages from friends. You have as well.
Yes.
So please continue to share with everyone, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. I'm sure we'll be back next week with more of Oh No, He Didn't.
Girl, yes, he did.